Hey guys, so this is a little on the road report. Today is January 27th, 2020, otherwise known as 127 Day, as I mentioned about in the last show. So I don't know if this is going to be a show in itself or whether I'm just going to tack it along to the end of the previous show. Depends how long it runs, I suppose. So I've just finished work, and as I said previously, I've got an hour and a bit before I've got to pick the boy up from nursery. So I'm just less work, just heading along to the A12 in Suffolk, heading along towards Dunwich to Greyfriars Priory, or Friary, whatever the hell it is. I've got my Brownie, my Kodak Brownie 127, sat on the seat next to me. As I said, I think it shoots 8 frames. I've only used it once. I seem to remember it shot 8 frames on a roll of 127. I actually used 2 of those frames this morning because on my way to work, I actually had a few spare minutes, and there was an old shed, an old building that I photographed many, many times before that they're actually now clearing. I don't know why, but they're clearing around it. So I don't know whether they're planning on knocking it down, or hopefully not. I'm hoping that they're trying to salvage the actual building. But anyway, I used the opportunity to stop and just shot a couple of frames of that. Well, just to preserve it for posterity, if nothing else. So I've now got 6 frames left on the roll, I think. Which will, I should be able to use 6 frames at the ruins. So that's it, that's what I'm doing now. I'll check back in when I get there. Cheers, guys. Okay, so I've just rocked up, just pulled up in a parking space just 100 yards or so down the road from the Priory, seriously, there's a sign up here, and I'm going to just double check whether it's Friary or Priory, because I'm sure they're two different things. But anyway, I've just realised that this is the first time I've really been out, would you call it a photo shoot? Out to actually take some photographs for quite some while, mainly because of my back. Now, it's not too bad at the moment. I'm actually managing to walk, which is quite good, but it's sort of manifesting itself at the moment in sort of a sciatica type pain down my leg, so I'm sure by the time I actually get to the ruins, I'll have to sit down for a little bit. But I've just realised that, like I say, this is the first shoot for a while, and normally when I go out, I guess I look like an amateur photographer. I've got a camera around my shoulder or camera bag on, and that's because I've got a variety of pinhole cameras and film and what have you. But I'm solely out today with just the one camera, this Brownie 127, and it's in my pocket. I've come straight from work, so I'm dressed in my shirt and my smart coat and smart trousers and my posh Converse. Still even got my school's ID badge on, so I don't look like a photographer today. Just kind of refreshing. Do look like a bit of a weirdo walking along, carrying, talking to the mic. Anyway, so here we are. Welcome to Greyfriars Medieval Friary. There we go. It's a friary, not a priory. I'm even going to take a picture of that. So there's a. There we go. So I remember. So here we go. Just walking in the gate. Doesn't appear to be anybody here, which is nice. Place to myself. Just a horse in the field next door. It's a little bit windy because we are, sorry if the wind is an issue with the recording, I can't really sort of tell from here, but I'm just approaching the ruins now, and sort of 100 yards to the other side of them is the cliff top, the Dunwich cliff top, just behind the friary. So it's not a particularly windy day, but you might be hearing some of it. So, horse has literally just spotted me and has decided to lay down and play dead. Maybe he's heard about me and the cows and doesn't want to get involved. Alright, dude. Yeah, he's blatantly just playing dead. Okay, so just approaching it now. Gonna come back when I've worked out a few compositions. Okay, so as suspected, I'm just having to have a little bit of a sit down. Wind's dropped a little bit now where I am, which is nice. So I'm just having a little look at the actual camera itself, just doing a little bit of Googling on it. So according to the fantastic resource Camerapedia, the camera I got is the what's known as the second version, so the Mark II or Phase II or whatever it is. It's got a Dacon f/11 plastic lens in it, which I already knew. I wasn't sure I knew it was f/11, but that's good to know. So if I bring up, so the problem that I'm having is I don't know, because it's a fixed everything camera, I'm not sure whether I'm going to be overexposing or underexposing. But I've just plugged, I didn't bring my Gosson light meter, but I've got the sort of basic one on my phone, and I know that the film in there is the Verichrome Pan, which is ISO 125, and seems to hold up at 125 quite well, even due to its age. So I've just plugged into the basic light meter on my phone, ISO 100, which is as close as I can get, and f/11, which is what the page says. And when I hold it up sort of to the building, it's saying anywhere in sort of the shadowy areas about 1/60th of a second to 1/125th in the more brightly lit areas. So there is a chance that if the film holds up as sensitive as it should do, these pictures might be a little bit overexposed. I think the rotary shutter on the Brownie is 1/60th of a second. I could be wrong, but I think that's correct. So I think what I'm going to have to do is just, well, there's nothing I can do, is just start shooting. So I don't know, the one thing I don't know is the focal length of the lens. But from memory, when you look through, it's got a fairly massive viewfinder on it, and from memory, the viewfinder is pretty accurate. So, like, what you see is what you get when you look through it. So, just gonna have to. I'm just literally walking around looking for some nice compositions. Got a little while before I have to leave. So today it's kind of overcast, but it's quite bright, so there are shadows. Sun's out enough that it, or sun's bright enough through the clouds that it is making some shadows. So a bit of a nice composition there. Kind of a bit ruined by an old sign that says "Do not climb on the ruins," but I guess they have to put that up to keep them sort of preserved. Stop the youth from climbing on them. So depending on where I stand, it is the sort of main composition that I want is backlit. So I'm either going to get some stonking great flares going on, or it's just going to completely blow out the exposure. But hey, let's just take one anyway. There we go. So that's the first exposure done. And we're going to wind this on and record at the same time. Not. Hang on just a minute. Okay, so that's wound on, just simple wind on with the big old grey winder on the top. I'm just going to move long grass around here. Converse are useless in the long wet grass. So my feet are pretty wet. So there we go, just move composition slightly to get the whole thing in. A little bit of negative space on the left of the frame. And click. Let's wind on again. Okay, so now we're up to frame 5. And another thing I don't know about this camera is the minimum focusing distance. So it's obviously it's focus free. So what's that normally? I don't know, 6 feet, maybe something like that, if you're lucky. I don't think there's anything that I'm going to be wanting to focus at that kind of short distance. I mean, I'm not going to be getting any sort of shallow depth of field shots. It's a f/16 lens, so it's going to be fairly sharp front to back. Let's just have another little walk. Leg's starting to hurt again, so I may have to stop and take a break in a minute. That's quite nice from the back. Just step back a little bit more, get some more of that in the frame. So the sun's sort of brightening up a little bit now, so there's a bit more depth in the scene, a little bit more shadow, which is nice. There we go, that's frame number 5. Very nice. So I think I'll just have a another little walk. I'll switch the recorder off, have a little walk and come back in a minute. Okay, so if you you're not from the area, which chances are you're probably not, I'm in a place called Dunwich, which is one of the most easterly points of sort of mainland UK. And back in maybe the 1600s, about that sort of time, Dunwich was actually a massive city at the time, and it was a big sort of port that things came in from overseas and things. But over the years, over the sort of century since then, it's pretty much all washed into the sea. So Dunwich now is just basically a tiny village. Now, obviously, many of the things that washed out to sea were sort of buildings and in particular churches, and what I'm looking at now is actually sort of been preserved as what's called the last grave. So according to the little sign here, about 40 meters to the east of where I am, which is now long gone over the cliff, there was an old church, and obviously surrounding it was a churchyard. And over the years it's all washed into the sea, so like occasionally you hear stories of like old bones that get washed sort of out or come out of the cliffs and onto the beach, and they are from old graves. So the last grave here is a chap called Jacob Forster, who departed this life March 12th, 1796, and we are literally 20 feet from the cliff edge, so it's not gonna be too many more years before Mr. Forster disappears over the cliff as well. So I'm just gonna take a, I mean, his gravestone's only about 6 feet away from me, so whether that'll just take a picture of that. It's kind of dark, so kind of under a load of overhanging trees, so whether that'll come out or not, I don't know. But that's quite interesting. Yes, the story of like the loss of the city of Dunwich is actually a really quite interesting one that I would like to, well, I am working towards sort of a, I'll say a photographic project. I'm sort of doing a lot of research about the whole sort of area at the moment. Anyway, so that's about all there is that way. I'm going to head back to back to Greyfriars. And then, so I've just shot number six, so I should just have two more shots to take and then I'll be done. So now back at the Friary ruins, and I've just noticed there's a lovely little archway that looks like it's been repaired sort of over the years. The whole sort of building is, how to describe it, like, it's not brick, but it's like sort of stones, like flints, and there's some brickwork in it where it's clearly been repaired sort of over the centuries. But this particular arch is sort of predominantly quite a lot of actual brick, so I'm going to assume that's been repaired sort of in the not too distant past. Just walked through it now. One thing I noticed is it's fairly, I'm standing underneath it now, you might be able to hear from like the echo change. It's only about sort of a foot and a half sort of deep, as it were. It's literally just, it was a doorway at some point, I assume. But I notice it's really quite short. I mean, I'm very short, 5 foot something, and I can fit under here, but you get anyone much taller and they're going to bang their heads. Now obviously over the years you don't know how the ground level has risen around it, but there was sort of flint underfoot, so I would assume that was at one point just a fairly short doorway. Don't know how the heights of people over history has changed, but I can just take a picture of, it's quite an interesting little arch, I'm just going to take a picture of that now. I'll step back a little bit. There we go. So that was shot number 7. Let's just wind that on. Windy, windy, windy. To what I think is definitely shot number 8, and the final shot. So I'm now walking sort of through the main part. There's grass underfoot, but at one point would have been, I assume, a corridor. There's no roof overhead anymore. It's a wonderful little place. Okay, there's some of it that's been repaired here with like metal work that's clearly not 17th century or whatever it is. It's there literally just to hold another arch up, so the whole place is sort of coming down fairly, not quickly. I don't remember it. I mean, I think it's unchanged since I was a kid, and I'm 37 now. Where are we? It's just nice. I like to. You might sort of know, you probably know from sort of listening to previous shows, I like my local history, whether it's sort of recent history or sort of very past history. I'm very interested in the area that I live in and that I grew up in. And yeah, like I say, check out the story of the city of Dunwich. That's Dunwich, if you're interested. Probably not known much outside of Suffolk or East Anglia, but I find it interesting. What I'm not finding interesting is one last thing to take this final frame with, which kind of sucks. Don't want to waste it, but equally, yeah, that's quite interesting. So what I'm going to do, just to illustrate the point of what I was saying about maybe it's repair work or what, there's quite a nice sort of shot in there that will detail all the different types of stone and brick that's used in the construction, or at least the repair of this, what once was probably a massive building. So the sun's behind me, so I'll have to be a bit careful not to get my shadow in that. Sorry, I don't think I was talking into the mic then. Just step back a little bit more. I don't want a picture of just... Do I want a picture of just the rocks? I think I might just have to get a bit too close in for that. Okay, so that'll work. There's a nice, the arch that I mentioned, like there was a window that's got like the metal repair work in it. What we're going to do is, take a picture of that. Just get a little bit. Would that work better as a vertical shot? Yeah, it might do actually. So I'm just going to take a picture of that. It's framing a lovely bit of countryside behind it. There we go. So that was shot number 8. There we go. I'm just going to wind that on now. And yeah, so we haven't got a number 9. So that was the final shot. So that's me. All done. Wow, there really is some beautiful textures in that rock. I wish I'd going to come back here with another camera at some point and actually do some more detail shots. In fact, I think I might... I haven't got anything on tomorrow morning. I think, depending on how I'm feeling, I might break the speed graphic out and bring some of those sheets of Delta and see... I don't know, tentatively make a plan, because that's quite a heavy bit of kit to bring out. Mr. Horse again, he's finally decided to sit up. Oh, I should have saved one of the frames for Mr. Horse. Right, dude. Yep, out of here now. You have a good day. Yes, that was me talking to the horse. What was I saying? Yeah, tentatively, depending on what the weather's like, depending on how my back and my leg feel, I might make a plan to come out and shoot some large format with the speed graphic and see if I can get some shots of the Ferrari on that. Cool, so that's about all that we've got. Like I say, I don't know whether I'm going to tag this on as a new episode. I might release 2 episodes at once. I might just tag it on to the back of the other one. But I guess if it does come out as a separate episode, I should really sign off as normal. So you can find my work on Instagram, Neil_Piper, and the show at Soot and Whitewash. There is Twitter feeds for both me and the show, and the podcast is Soot Whitewash, at Soot Whitewash, and I'm on Twitter at Neil_Piper_. So there is someone already using the @Neil_Piper, but he doesn't use his account and doesn't respond to messages, so I know he give up the username. Anyway, if you want to support the show, sorry it's got windy again, if you want to support the show, head over to the coffee page, it's coffee.com ko-fi.com/certainwhitewash. If you want to chuck in a few quid, that'd be ideal. Help me pay for fuel to come out and do things like this. If you'd like to hear more of it, there's plenty of places that I'd like to take you and have a listen and have sort of have a chat while I'm shooting. Thanks again to Kevin McLeod of incompetech.com for the intro and outro music to the show. I think that's all we've got. I'm almost back at the car now, limping fairly heavily. I'll talk to you again next time. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.